This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Outspeedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hi guys, and welcome to Otson CONMEBOL qualifiers for the World Cup. We are going to analyze the fifth match day with Leo Achanian and of course with you, so leave a comment below in the comment section and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And do not forget to click on the like button if you enjoy our videos, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get all the notifications. And now let's go on with the show. We have this week CONMEBOL qualifiers for the World Cup in Qatar. We are gonna analyze the fifth match day with Leo Achanian. Hi Leo, how are you?
Hi Edu, a pleasure to be with you again. How are you?
I'm very good, and we have interesting games. We have Colombia in trouble, Leo, also Chile, and remember that actually this is the seventh match day, but the previous games were cancelled a couple of months ago.
Exactly, yeah, we have like some interesting games in this fix, Edu. Yeah, it's true, you said Colombia in trouble, and it's actually Colombia visiting another team who is in trouble because they are visiting Peru in Lima. And even though Ricardo Gareca is hailed as a hero because he took the team to Russia 2019, there are some voices who expect him to take something from these two fixtures against Colombia and Ecuador. If not, even there are some people are asking for his head. Uruguay and Paraguay in Montevideo, another very interesting match over there. And everything, Edu, is so tight that even Venezuela standing eighth with 3 points, they know that the win in La Paz could take them to the same level than Chile and Uruguay. So plenty to play for in these fixtures.
So let's analyze game by game, starting with Bolivia-Venezuela, this game that you just said in La Paz, in the stadium named as my last name, actually. Siles, Bolivia, 1 point, Venezuela, 3 points. Leo, maybe even if Venezuela they are eighth at the moment, these are the two weakest teams in the continent right now. Bolivia, they got the point with the draw against Paraguay, and Venezuela... Yes. Surprise us with the victory against Chile that was scored by Rondon.
Exactly, yes, Edu. Look, you know, when I was looking at this fixture, I realized as well that for Venezuela's football fans, we are approaching, of course, not only crucial weeks in terms of their chances of keeping the World Cup dream alive or not, but a very important, you know, anniversary for the Vinotinto, because now in July, in a month time only, it's 10 years from the greatest ever finish in a Copa America. If you remember a semi-final penalty shootout exit to Paraguay in Argentina 2011, so for sure they will try to find some kind of inspiration in that memory. As said, Venezuela is currently sitting eighth with 3 points, after they beat Chile at home last November with the goals coming from Rondon, as you said, and Del Pino. But you know, Edu, everything, as I said, is so tight that the win in La Paz will put them level with Uruguay, who's occupying the last qualifying spot at the moment in the fifth place with 6 points. Let's see. They play in La Paz. We all know the deal. 3,700 meters above the sea level. Is that, in general terms, an advantage for Bolivia? Yes. But we are not getting much, or actually we are now getting much more use of seeing teams getting the 3 points or a draw from the Hernando Siles. That is also true. Bolivia played 2 games so far on the way to Qatar and lost both of them at home, against Argentina and then against Ecuador. It's true, they took a good point from the last game. You said they visit to Paraguay, which is so far the only point in these qualifiers for the Bolivians, who they also have in Marcelo Martins, an informed striker with 3 goals in 4 matches. But I'm placing Venezuela, Edu, as favorites. Their Portuguese manager, José Peseiro, has a good amount of talent at his disposal. You have Machis and Yangel Herrera, no? Those two who reached the quarterfinals of the Europa League with Granada. Also, Machis and Yangel Herrera are the only 5th and 6th Venezuelans to do so, no? To go so far on a European competition. They have Jonathan Soteldo, recently transferred to the MLS, who was vital for Santos reaching the final of the last Copa Libertadores with Santos. They have Salomon Rondon, although he fell a bit out of the radar, no, a little bit after his move from the Premier League to China, but he always delivers with the Vino Tinto, and he's done it against Chile. On it all, I would say a Vino Tinto victory represents a few euros return for everyone you bet, but I will be looking at Venezuela's victory, but both teams to score, which shows you odds of 7.2, which is not bad. Venezuela's to win, but both teams to score at the Hernando Siles.
Very good odds for Venezuela to win, odds 4.0. Bolivia's victory around 2.0. If you want to be a little bit more cautious, Venezuela Asian Handicap 0 pays 2.96. So if there is a draw, we get our money back. And the next game you mentioned before as one of the most interesting ones in this patch of games is Uruguay-Paraguay. Uruguay now fifth with 6 points. They lost 0-2 to Brazil and Cavani was sent off. But I remember you tipping them to beat Colombia and they did it 0-3 in a very surprising result. Now they must beat Paraguay, but probably it won't be easy. Leo is one of the surprises of this CONMEBOL. 6 points, no defeats yet. We just mentioned how they drew in the last game against Bolivia, but they were also able to draw in Argentina. What do you expect here in this Uruguay-Paraguay?
Yeah, it's a shame, no, that we won't see Cavani playing after such a great season for Man United that he had. It's true, he got 2-game suspension because of the red card he saw against Brazil last November. But still, Maestro Tavares, he has, for example, Jonathan Rodriguez, who scored 23 goals this season with Cruz Azul, if he's looking for firepower. And actually, Edu, if you toss a coin for this match, on one side of the coin, you will see that Tavares strikers firepower with Lucho Suarez at the top. But the other side of the coin will show you the quality of Eduardo Berizzo's defense. You have Junior Alonso, you have Gustavo Gomez, you have Robert Rojas from River Plate, you have Fabian Balbuena, and they now have added another one, David Martinez, also from River Plate, another center back, which has been one of the best players for Marcelo Gallardo's team in this semester. The problem for Berizzo, Edu, is the absence of a goleador. Simply, they don't have it, and that's why they rely so much in what attacking midfielders like Miguel Almirón, Oscar Romero, or Angel Romero could provide. Last time in Montevideo, on the way to Russia 2019, was 4-0 demolition for the Uruguay, but I can mostly imagine a much contested game. Not something like that. So let's not forget that players are going also to play these qualifiers after one of the most demanding seasons ever. A draw with 2.5 odds is what I will be looking at this one. Also, if you look at a draw with both teams to score, things go a little bit up to 3.5. But as I said, I'm looking for a draw.
Okay, for a draw here in Uruguay-Paraguay, now we have one of the most interesting games. There's always a big rivalry between neighbors, Argentina and Chile. Chile, they don't beat Argentina since 2008, but of course we all remember also the Copa America final in the penalty shootout in 2016. They will play also the opening game of the Copa America if finally it's played. Now, Leo, Argentina, they are second in this World Cup qualifier, but probably they are not convincing that much. They are getting the results. It's true, they beat Peru, also Bolivia and Ecuador, but not in a shiny way, let's say, whereas Chile, they are in trouble, losing with Venezuela after beating Peru. So Chile needs to get something out of Argentina.
They have to, and they have also, Edu, a new manager, in Martin Lasarte, an Uruguayan who knows Chilean football very well. He won titles with Universidad de Chile in 2014 and 2015. He took Universidad Católica to semifinals of Copa Sudamericana years earlier as well. There are a few surprises in Lasarte's first assembled squad. You will find a 22-year-old striker from England, from Blackburn Rovers in the second division, in the championship, Ben Brereton. He scored 7 goals in this season for Blackburn. It's a boy who was born in Stoke-on-Trent, very close to Manchester. His mother is Chilean, and he's going to make his debut for for the Chilean team. And as you said, also let me say one more thing. Also, Chilean side who recovers players like Eugenio Mena or Gabriel Arias, the goalkeeper who is the best now in Argentina and maybe one of the best goalkeepers in South America. And on the other side, yes, Lionel Scaloni's team, who, to be honest, he's doing a good job. It's true. Performances haven't been great so far, although the win in Peru, in Lima, was maybe one of the best ones under Scaloni. And you have new players. You have Emiliano Buendia, also from second division in England. Now, anyway, he's still promoted to the Premier League. You have new faces with Cristian Romero and José Luis Palomino from Atalanta, Nahuel Molina from Udinese, and also the usual suspect, no? You have Messi, you have Di Maria, and you have Agüero, who still didn't arrive to Argentina. I favor Argentina in the Monumental to take the 3 points. Of course, a draw or a victory for Chile will come with good returns, 2.8 and 4.5, respectively. But I will look at half-time, full-time options, to be honest as well, because a draw at half-time, but an Argentina win at full-time comes with a 3.1, so no bad at all.
Okay, then let's go for this draw half time, Argentina full time. Argentina to win. Also, Lautaro is scoring in the last game for Argentina. Then we go to Peru. Peru, Colombia, one of the hottest games, probably, or the most interesting one, no? Maybe even in this batch of games. Why? Because Colombia changed the DT, the manager. They are in trouble. It's been a huge controversy in Colombia because James Rodriguez is not in the list. Rueda needs also to get some points. Remember, Colombia, they are fourth and they were coming from a shocking defeat, 6-1. To Ecuador, whereas Peru, you mentioned, Leo, how they are also in trouble. Last three games were defeats after that successful Copa America arriving to the final. Here, Colombia still favorite, though, to win in Lima, 2.35.
Absolutely. With Reinaldo Rueda's making his debut with Colombia, remember that thrashing of Ecuador against Colombia was the last match for Queiroz, the Portuguese manager. It haven't been very easy days, no, so far for Rueda, because of what you just said, the controversy mostly surrounding the exclusion of James Rodriguez, who has been left out. James, who was very upset with this, thinking that he will make it into the squad in the end because of some problems with the injuries with James, a player who didn't play a big role in the end in the last few months for Everton. But still, it's a Colombia, Edu, who still comes with a very good spine in the names of Ospina, Jerry Mina, Mateus Uribe, Duban Zapata. And Ricardo Gareca still has his warriors in the names of Paulo Guerrero. Let's not forget that Renato Tapia had a very good season with the Chachos Caudet Celta de Vigo in La Liga. He won't count with Jefferson Farfán, another player who got injured, but still a very good squad. Xochitl Marchotún just got the championship with Cruz Azul in Mexico. A very good team, but only, as we said, only 1 point for them. So in the end, what I could imagine for this game is a call for Colombia to win.
Colombia to win, as I said, odds are, yes, 2.35. You think they will make it? Very, very important game, even without Radamel Falcao, one of the big names of Colombia, also, that he's out of the squad list for this game. And the last one, we are going to analyze Brazil, Ecuador. Brazil topping this CONMEBOL qualifier group. They beat Uruguay 0-2. Always Tite's men. Leo, they are very strong, very compact, very good squad. Firmino and Neymar, 3 goals already in these qualifiers. And Ecuador, they are third. They are surprising us. Probably is the biggest surprise and the positive surprise in these qualifiers. They beat Colombia, as I said, 6-1. They are coming from 3 straight victories. Also, they were able to beat Bolivia and Uruguay. So do you expect here Brazil to have some trouble with Ecuador, because they are so favorite, odds 1.3 for Brazil to win?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget, Edu, that even on the game against Venezuela at home, for Tite's men. The victory in the end came with only one goal difference. It was 1-0. And what you said before is true about Gustavo Alfaro. He's been impressive so far. 9 points out of 12 possible, winning in La Paz, winning against Uruguay, thrashing Colombia 6-1. But all this said, is also the possibility of this fixture coming as a reality check as well for them. But at the same time, if Alfaro is known for something, that is his defensive work in every team he has managed. Also in their debut against Argentina, only a penalty turned the tie in the Albiceleste's favor on that time in their debut. Let's not forget that, okay, it's true that Ecuador has scored 13 goals in the last three qualifying matches. So I will fancy them scoring. All in all, a 3-1 win for Brazil stands and with a 9-1 return. So I looked at that one interesting. I don't see Brazil thrashing Ecuador. I can see, because of what I just said, this free scoring of Ecuador lately, they could manage to score against Alisson or Ederson in Porto Alegre. So maybe a 2-goal difference for Brazil, but with Ecuador scoring is also something I will look at it.
Then we have to take a look at both teams to score market. For instance, 2.21. This could be a good bet, actually, because the victory for Brazil pays very little, only 1.33. Then, Leo, we have all these five games analyzed. Remember, we will have another round of fixtures for these qualifiers, then the Copa America. But before, we can also make an ACA for these five games. What do you have in mind?
The ACA for this game is 4.45. Not bad, Edu.
Not bad. And you have selected which teams to win?
Yes, I selected the teams to win. Basically, we have Argentina against Chile, Argentina, Peru, Colombia, Colombia, and Brazil, Ecuador, Brazil for that 4.45.
Okay, perfect. Then thanks, Leo, for analyzing with us the CONMEBOL qualifiers, and we will see each other next week because there are more games. Take care. We have now all the tips for this very interesting match day in South America. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And of course, do not forget to click on the like button if you enjoy our videos. Subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get all the notifications. Or if you prefer, you can also listen to all our videos in our podcast. Next week, we have more qualifiers in the CONMEBOL. See ya.